You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, California. And this show is North State Give and Take, and I'm Bobby Tryon. And on this show, we'll be talking with Shauna O'Shaughnessy from CHIP, Chico Housing Improvement Program. On North State Give and Take, I interview interesting people from nonprofits and community organizations here in the North State and learn about what they do and maybe clarify some things, because so many of us have heard of and know of different organizations, but sometimes we don't know what they do or how they do it. If you're interested in being on the show and bringing your organization or your group that you work with, I'd be glad to talk to you and interview you. I've been doing it with some Zoom interviews, so it's easy and casual. You can email me at heretoday, H-E-A-R, T-O-D-A-Y at gmail.com, or call me or text me at 530-520-1593, and we can set up a time to talk. All right, let's get right into our interview with Shauna O'Shaughnessy from CHIP. Hello, Shauna. I'm happy to have you here on the show today. Tell me about CHIP.
When we started in 1973, we were Chico Housing Improvement Program. Okay. CHIP. But when we expanded to serve, we now serve seven counties in the North State.
And that started in 1973?
It did. So it was actually a program of CAVE, interestingly enough. So we were one of CAVE's early project programs. So CAVE and the City of Chico set up CHIP. And then we used volunteers from the university. We did it. And then we built our first apartment complex in 1983. So the first 10 years were rehab. And we started the self-help program in the late 70s, early 80s. So we did the rehab. We started the self-help home ownership. Then we started the development of rental housing. And we did some community development work. Debbie Villasenor, who works with the county on homelessness, she did a lot of our community development work for a long time back in the day. Dave Berkland, who is our board chair, former city manager, worked for CHIP for a long time. And so there's lots of little ties. Jim Jesse, who is the facilities manager at the university, started us. It was when he was at CAVE.
I did see
Yeah. And so it's a really, really fun grassroots history that we have of just how an idea like CAVE can become a big organization like CHIP.
You're seven counties, is that right?
Yes.
Which I'm just going to Butte, Glen, Tehama, Shasta, Sutter, Yuba, and Colusa.
Yes.
Okay. And it started off as Chico, as you said, and then grew. Tell me what it is that you actually offer. I know that helping people help themselves is your mission or your statement. And I like that so much because, boy, that's a dance to do, isn't it?
It is. So yeah. Our primary focus is housing. So we have two main programs. We have our home ownership program, which is our mutual self-help program, where we help people build their own homes. And then we have our rental program, so multifamily rental, where we develop apartment buildings, and then we property manage them and provide resident services to the residents at our properties. So we have over 700 units that we own or manage. We manage two units for ARC and Community Action Agency, two buildings for ARC and Community Action Agency, and then the rest we own. And then we have so that's kind of what we do. We are an affordable housing developer with a focus on both home ownership and rental housing. And then our populations that we serve are families. Most of our properties are families, but we have senior properties and we have three farm worker properties.
What is Section 8? And is that part of what you deal with?
So Section 8 is a section. It's Section 8 of the HUD, the Housing and Urban Development Code. And under Section 8, there's actually a lot of programs. So they have historically built projects where the whole entire housing development is affordable, but they also have a voucher program. And so the vouchers basically go with the tenant wherever they go, into houses or apartments or wherever they go. And so when people hear Section 8, they think a lot of different things, or they have these preconceived ideas, but it actually is incredibly broad what it means. And then there's the Section 8 that's directly managed through HUD, and it's a federal program. But then we have the funding locally with the Butte County Housing Authority, the Housing Authority of Butte County, and which is very local. And what they do is they provide individual vouchers to people, tenant-based vouchers that they can take anywhere. They partner with developers to get more affordable housing built. And they're just really creative about how to support the community in expanding our pool of affordable housing.
And then do you interview or qualify people to get the rentals?
So in the realm of affordability, the way we primarily fund our construction projects now are through state programs, primarily. There are some federal programs. And tax credits are the primary mechanism. But in return for supporting the development of affordable housing, you agree to, you know, abide by the regulations. So you have to ensure that people meet income qualifications. And so we do screen all applicants, you know, based on income, but we follow fair housing guidelines and, you know, have very strict criteria that we have to follow regarding all of that. But that's part of the public trust, right? So we're using public dollars to support our communities and ensure that there's decent quality housing. And then we do the compliance, we do the reporting, we do the monitoring to make sure that we're meeting that public trust.
Now, how does a person find CHIP to be able to possibly apply?
Yeah, so on the rental housing side, our website is typically posted everywhere. So most people know that they're looking for housing and they'll go to our website and they'll look for the particular property that they want to apply for. Most of our properties do have waiting lists, but we encourage people to get on the waiting list because you're not going to get in unless you get on the waiting list. And so even if it has a waiting list, we encourage people. And it's something that we're having lots of conversations with the disaster case managers too, because, you know, people need housing now. So it's really hard to hear there's a waiting list. You know, some move very fast. And then some, like our larger units, have either no waiting list or a very short waiting list.
And is the rent prorated?
The rent is usually set. It's different by property. Okay. It is definitely affordable based upon people's incomes.
Do you work with True North?
So when we talk about affordable housing and housing needs, there is a continuum. And True North is in the homelessness
Yes.
continuum of it, as is CHAT. As CHAT has grown, CHIP and CHAT are sometimes getting confused. we both have great acronyms. And so True North, Jesus Center, CHAT, and, you know, a few other county programs are on the homelessness side of the spectrum, you know, and they have emergency shelter plus some transitional housing. So we do work with them in terms of when people are moving into permanent housing, So we're more on the permanent housing side of the affordability spectrum. That's kind of where we fit. And then we also are on the homeownership side. So when people are ready to move into a homeownership opportunity, but need some extra supports, we're able to do that as well.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the home ownership part of it. And what came to mind for me on that was Habitat for Humanity, and thinking that you're probably work with them on in some way.
Self-help model is very similar. So they help homeowners build their own homes and have volunteers come and support the building of the homes. We do the same thing. Where there are differences between us and Habitat are that we usually build an entire subdivision, and we will have multiple groups of about 8 families working on each other's homes. So say we have right now we're wrapping up a subdivision in Orland where we had 33 homes. So we had 4 groups of 8. And so they all worked on each other's homes, and then they move in together as a group. And at one time we had all 4 groups working at the same time with under different supervisors. And so they build community as they're building their homes, and they get to know each other, and they're truly neighbors. And so it's really very powerful and empowering, this program and this model, because, you know, people are learning construction, they're creating community, and they have a home. It's financed through the USDA. They have their mortgage, but it's affordable. And so then they're able to build equity and wealth in their home, which allows them to provide for their kids to go to college and that next step. And it's really, really very powerful.
How long does it take for something like that to happen from the beginning to them moving in?
It is a little bit longer than a traditional construction. We're at about 16 to 18 months from beginning to end, but it's worth it, and it's pretty powerful. Our last group in Orland will move in before Christmas, which is super exciting. We have 54 homes going in Corning right now, and then we're super excited. We finally are able to start the 10 homes in Biggs that we are prioritizing campfire survivors. So we will be able to, you know, for those who don't want to or would prefer to not move back to Paradise, but, you know, want home ownership, we'll have a sweet little community of 10 homes in Biggs. And so it's been a long time coming, but we're super excited that we were able to get, we're finally, the land's done, and we're going to start marketing that. Right now, we have 23 houses that we are getting ready to build in Williams. They're a little bit different from what we've done before. They have tile roofs, they have different siding. They're really going to be beautiful. And so we're marketing and selling them now. So if people are interested in living in Williams and having their own home, they can contact Judy or Raquel at our office to learn more about our Valley Ranch subdivision in Williams. There are floor plans on our Facebook page. So if you go to our Facebook page, Chip Housing, on Facebook, we have the layout and the floor plans and some elevations. And so people can check it out and see. And that, there's actually a long interview with Jill, our director of homeownership, kind of talking about our self-help program, how it works, and the Valley Ranch project in particular.
You've been listening to North State Give and Take. My name's Bobby Tryon, and we have been talking with Shauna O'Shaughnessy from the Chico Housing Improvement Program, also known as CHIP. We'll take a little break for now and be back shortly. We'll be right back. This is North State Give and Take on 90.1 FM. My name is Bobby Tryon. We've been talking with Shauna O'Shaughnessy from the Chico Housing Improvement Program, also known as CHIP, C-H-I-P. You can find them on the web at chiphousing.org or calling them at 530-891-6931. And let's get back to our interview with Shauna. I can't imagine how finding the people, figuring out, first of all, getting the property, finding the people that are going to be part of it. I can see there's a lot of work there.
Yeah, housing development is incredibly interesting and very complicated. And there's nuances on both the rental and the homeownership side. And the homeownership side, finding the land, you know, working with the seller, you know, the pre-development, the undergrounding, and then we have it, and then marketing and finding the right people. And sometimes it's hard because they have to have enough income to be able to afford a mortgage, but they still have to qualify as lower income. They're working people, obviously, but qualify as lower income and then not have debt. I mean, and it's kind of a narrow needle that people have to thread, but they're out there, and we're so excited when we're able to create that match and help people move forward. I like to think of housing as a continuum, and we need housing throughout that continuum. And the continuum is from homelessness services and supports to, you know, market rate. And I feel that affordability is an issue for everyone. Whether you are in a low-wage job or on a permanent income, or you're a two-income family. I mean, how much your housing costs impacts the choices you're able to make in life and, you know, what you're able to do with your kids and your future and all of that. So we all care about affordability. And right now, I mean, we're feeling pressures everywhere across the board.
Yes. Yes, it's a harder time than it was. Mm-hmm. Sure. And then for our area, we have fires. We have other things kind of added to it. About properties. Now, is that something you're just always looking? But if someone thought, well, gee, I have a property, that kind of connection also?
Yeah. So Loretta is our land developer. So she's checking out properties all the time. We are partnering with Habitat and Rebuild Paradise Foundation to accept land donations in the town of Paradise. The concept is there are people we know who don't want to rebuild, but they may want to ensure that their land goes to the greater good or for a good cause. And so it will be used for either CHIP's housing model, Habitat's housing model, or for community benefit under the Rebuild Paradise, which would be if it's a location where a road needs to be extended for an evacuation route or a buffer or maybe even a park. So we would evaluate the land to see of our three organizations where the land might be best used.
So what is your experience to get involved with housing?
That's
something clear.
No, it's kind of, you know, and when people ask me, well, give me career advice, I'm like, just kind of one step in front of the other, honestly. So I grew up in Paradise and I went to college and then I did AmeriCorps. I did an AmeriCorps program, and I thought I was going to be a history professor. I loved history. Thought I was going to be a history professor. Did AmeriCorps. Loved that. Came back to Chico, Paradise, and worked. Went to grad school and got a degree in women's history. And clarified that I wanted to work in the nonprofit sector. I didn't have a focus, but just kind of wanted to make sure that I didn't want to do academia. Did that, loved getting the degree, but knew I wanted to work in the nonprofit sector. So my fiance and I, who was from Chico, husband now, we moved to the Bay Area, and I stumbled upon an organization called Rebuilding Together, which brought together volunteers to do repair work for low-income homeowners and other nonprofits. And so it was in the construction industry, it was in housing, and it really was, it just set me on the path of the importance of housing, stable housing, and what it means, and then construction. And then after a long time, my husband and I moved back to the area in 2015, and we were here, and I was still working for Rebuilding Together and had checked out CHIP. I was on the board of Habitat. And so when the CEO position opened, I was very excited because I think that what CHIP does is so important. And so I was thrilled when I got the job. Between applying and getting the job, the campfire happened. My parents lost their home. And, you know, we were just all dealing with what this means for our community to have so many friends and neighbors lose their home, be displaced, and then the impacts on the housing market in Chico and Oroville and everything. And so it is a hard time to be in housing, but it's also a really important time because it's so needed and necessary. So CHIP is all in with the recovery work with the town and the region. We're rebuilding our apartment complex that was burned in the fire. We're figuring out how to support the creation of homeownership and other rental housing. But then we're also focused on Chico and Tehama and Glen and all of the ways that we can expand the pool of housing and support people.
Well, it sounds like you were kind of the right person at the right time with a lot of direct experience with housing and losing it.
Yeah, it is personal, but I will say that the team at CHIP is incredible. The leadership have been there for 20 plus years, several of them for 25. So our director of rental housing, Chris Appetini, who's leading the charge with the rebuild of Paradise and the new Creekside project, she's amazing. Jill Casada, who runs our home ownership program, our CFO, our director of property management is new to CHIP, but she's a Chico native who moved back. And so we were so glad to get her. And, you know, I think any organization is made up of their people. And so we have really tremendous people out in the field, on the ground, and then really lucky to have retained so many staff for so long who have that deep knowledge and understanding of how to get things done.
You are lucky.
Yeah, we are.
That can be hard to find.
Yes.
Says a lot for the people that are involved.
It does. It was great. And then, you know, talk about stable leadership. We had the same CEO for 35 years, Dave Ferrier, and he is a great person. He was a great leader. So he relocated to Portland and is still involved with the recovery work through his organization, RCAC. He's helping the town of Paradise with mobile home parks and water and stuff.
This has been an interview with Shauna O'Shaughnessy from the Chico Housing Improvement Program known as CHIP. If you're interested in learning more about CHIP, you can go to chiphousing.org. You've been listening to North State Give and Take on KZFR Community Radio in Chico, California, 90.1 FM. My name is Bobby Tryon. If you are interested in being interviewed for North State Give and Take, please email me at heretoday, HEARTODAY, @gmail.com, or call me at 530-520-1593. It's painless, it's easy, it's fun, and not too stressful. I just call you on Zoom and we have an interview. So if you're interested, please contact me, and thanks for listening. Until next time. Thank you.
That's right.